Come and see, oh, lift your arms. Well, it is announcement time, and oh no, there's nobody here to film announcements with me. How terrible! You know what this means. Nope. Time to call up Matt!
Wait, what?
Yeah, come on up here and join me for announcements.
Do I have to?
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. You're gonna love it. Everybody, you welcome Matt to the stage.
You couldn't have told me this earlier. Yeah.
He likes to stay behind the camera usually, but it's fun to get him in front of it sometimes. So, we got some announcements for the people.
About Easter.
Yes, you betcha. All Easter stuff this Sunday, so listen up. It all starts with Good Friday, 10 a.m. We're going to be doing a joint service here at our Wilkinson Road campus. We'd love to have you join us for that. We're going to be just walking through the Stations of the Cross and really leaning into Jesus's journey as a suffering servant. So you're not going to want to miss that. It'll also be live streamed.
Live stream too.
You betcha. And then Saturday, April 8th, we've got an Easter egg that's gonna be happening at Copley Park East, starting at 10 a.m., going till about noon. So make sure you bring your kids out for that and invite your friends. It's gonna be an awesome time, so you're not gonna wanna miss that.
It's a hunt, right?
It is an Easter egg hunt.
Okay, good.
Yeah, did I say that?
Just Easter egg.
Oh, Easter egg hunt. We're gonna search for them and we're gonna find them. It's gonna be a great time. But lastly then, the main event, Easter Sunday. Join us for our regular service times. So 10 a.m. at our Wilkinson Road campus and 11 a.m. at our Centennial Park campus. And we are gonna celebrate our victorious King this Easter. It's gonna be a great time. So you're not gonna wanna miss it. So make sure you check all those things into your calendar and make sure you join us for all the things we're doing this Easter. You can hit up our website if you forget any of the dates or times. It'll all be there.
You betcha.
You betcha. Well, have a great week and we'll see you next time. You did it.
Oh man, I was trying to say you betcha the whole time.
How many of you guys have noticed that I say you betcha a lot in announcements? I like didn't necessarily, it took me a while to catch on, and now every time I review, I'm like, man, I said it so many times. Then I was talking with my dad, and he said it was some sort of family thing, that someone in our family used to always say that too. So now I'm blaming it on that. But welcome! So glad that you are here. And yeah, thanks, Matt, for being a good sport and coming and helping me with announcements. That's always great. Just as we get started here, I would love to invite you to stand as we worship our God together. I just want to open up with this call to worship. That is from 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 to 25, and it says this: Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Amen. Let's sing together.
Bow at his feet. you. I worship you. 'Cause you are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Let's sing that again. You are here. You are here. Working in this place, I worship you. I worship you. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my guide. That is who you are. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my guide. That is who you are. 'Cause you are here, touching every heart, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. And you are here, healing, healing every heart. reminding ourselves of who our God is. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my guide, that is who you are. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Yeah, God, we just praise you because that is who you are. That you're a God who makes a way when there is no way. You're a God that does work incredible miracles. You work things that we can't even ask or even imagine that you could ever do. You make happen. That when you speak, you don't break your promises. That in all things, you are a bringer of light. And that you call us to mirror you in that, God. So would you help us to be light bringers as well. Bringers of hope, bringers of peace, bringers of your love. Yeah, God, we just give you glory for who you are. We love you and we worship you. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Awesome. Well, you guys can have a seat. And Lindsay, you got something to share with us.
Kids.
Oh, yeah. And kids, it is time for you to head to the back. And you're going to look for Emily this time. She has curly hair, but she looks kind of similar to Shiloh otherwise. Shiloh's on vacation, but Emily's got everything handled. She's going to take you up to your kids' program.
A little like Shiloh. Yeah. Not the red hair, though, right? But, yeah. No, it's awesome. You know, guys, as we were singing those songs, I was just thinking about this earlier in this week. I was anticipating, you know, being with you, and I was actually praying, God, would you work when we gather on Sunday? Now, that should be a desire of me every week, and truthfully it is, but I'm not always sure that I'm thinking about it on Wednesday. For some reason, I was thinking about it on Wednesday. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, as we were sitting here and we were worshiping and we were singing these songs, I hope that we understand that we are declaring some amazing truths to one another. That it's not just for me, as we kind of sit there, but we're helping one another. We're declaring these things about a God who wants to be light in the darkness, who wants to move in and through your life, who wants to move and work here. And so if I could just invite you in, I sort of was inviting you into maybe a new concept as you worshiped a few weeks ago, to recognize you're declaring, you're witnessing to the others in the room. But could you also maybe, as you're driving here, now listen, I know it took everything in your power to get here this morning. I understand. But if you could somehow not just hope that you got dressed right, that's probably a good thing. Not this, that you got everything figured out for later in the day, but could you be in prayer for us? As we come, as we're driving here, as we're anticipating that God actually wants to work in our midst, I just love that. That we pray for one another, that Spirit of God, you would bring light to the darkness. Way maker, you would do what only you can do. That's what we need. That's what we desire. It's just so good to be with you in our God's presence. For some of you who may be new to SBC, you've heard a term, a little abbreviation called MSQ. You've heard that a bunch, but if you've just come here in the last couple of years or so, that's really about all you've heard. You've just heard this little term, MSQ, stands for Mission San Quintin. For over 20 years, as a church, started off as this one little trip down to the Vicente Guerrero Valley. This church has been sending teams down, multiple teams every year. It's been unbelievable, all kinds of things. Started with one little house build to where we've done house builds, schools. We've partnered with churches doing breakfast clubs. It's been an absolutely amazing thing. We've partnered with governing authorities down there. It's been an incredible deal. And then COVID hit. And that kind of changed some stuff. The ability to travel, the ability to do things was a real challenge. It complicated things. And it became impossible for us to maintain that ministry through that season. COVID, as you probably recognize, has brought some challenges, not just in that season, but moving forward as well. And in the summer, the board shared with you a little bit about just some of the complication around trying to run a ministry in another country without people directly there. It's been incredibly, incredibly hard. Hard. The board has been prayerfully considering and wrestling with what should we be doing? How do we continue this ministry down in Vicente Guerrero? Do we continue this ministry as it is currently formed and shaped and mandated? Well, the MSQ board has made a very difficult decision and has prayerfully considered and got to the point where we recognize that we have to close down MSQ. Yeah, I knew I was going to hear a little bit of sighs. You know, listen, we understand the heart of this church, and this was not an easy decision. Now, I do want to say that doesn't mean it's over down there, okay? It doesn't mean that we're not still going to be able to do some things. There's some ideas, but instead of me blabbering on, we're just going to let you sit with that feeling just for a moment, and we're going to celebrate for a few minutes, and we're going to watch what God has done in and through you, and then I'm going to talk about a little bit of some next steps as we roll forward. So let's roll that video, and let's celebrate what God has done.
Itself, like 35 more kids are going to be able to have an education, like break the poverty cycle. It's mind-blowing, like on how much we've been, like as little as we've done, the impact can like last for so long.
It should be for a Christian. If you want to show people your love, what a Christian's love is, the best thing you can do is give.
Yeah. For some of you, that brought back some amazing memories. And it's hard to sit here and go, is it over? Really? Well, that chapter is. But we don't know what God is dreaming for us. 20 years ago, we didn't know that we were going to be heading down to the region of Vicente Guerrero and be able to celebrate. I wonder, where are we going to be at in 20 years? What's the celebration going to be? What's it going to look like? I don't know. But we've got a God of possibility, a God who wants us to dream, a God who wants to engage. And we would ask you to be prayerfully praying for us in this new season, as we consider what it looks like. Eternal Anchor with Deb Garcia, we've had her up numerous times. You recognize who serves children with handicaps, children with severe issues down in that area. They are going to be running the base. So, for example, if you're in social media, you might have seen West Lindy's Church. They've been down there right now, and they're actually just heading back. They were on the base that we've had. We're going to continue to do the food club with CASA Church. And so there are ways that we're going to continue to be involved, and we're just not sure what this is going to look like moving forward. We would just ask that you would pray. God is always starting something new, right? Isn't that our hope and our dream? Is that God will start something new. And so Kim's going to lead us in a song right now that just talks about that, this idea of new wine, new wineskins. What does God want to do? Let's join her and prayerfully consider this in the light of what God wants to do through this church in that area.
Yeah. I'll invite you to stand. And even if you're not familiar with the song as much, just listen to the words and maybe pray along with them. Join in as long as you're able. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you into your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me a vessel. Offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. You are breaking. Jesus, bring new wine out.
soul. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Yeah, God, that is our prayer. Not just as individuals, but God, we as your church body here at Saanich Baptist Church, we wanna be your vessel. We wanna make ourselves an offering to you. We wanna be whatever you want us to be. We wanna be that wherever you have us placed. God, we recognize the many amazing things that you have done in this season of MSQ and just the wonder, all the lives that have been touched and the wonderful memories that have been made and just the way that you have taught us as a church. God, we just thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for that season. We celebrate everything that you've done there. And God, we also recognize that you are always doing something new. Your character stays the same yesterday, today, and forever, but you are a creative God and you love to do new things. So God, would we be open and ready to go wherever you are sending us? So yeah, we just give you glory and praise, and we pray this all in your powerful and wonderful name. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Yeah, if you could just continue, add that to your prayers for SBC as we seek out our new lead pastor and in different areas of ministry and opportunity. If you do have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can see us after the service or get in touch with us during the week. Well, right now, I am really excited. When we started sort of storyboarding this idea of this series called We the Church, one of the things that we wanted to talk about in this was that God can just be God, can't he? Like, wouldn't that be wonderful? That if God would just be able to do the things, if we could somehow get out of the way, we could set the table, if that's our role, whatever it is, but just kind of let God be God and let God do things and break into new areas and in ways that he hasn't before. And so this morning, I'm really excited to have Lindsay Hodges. Come on up, Lindsay. Lindsay is, there you go. There's the mic for you. Lindsay is a friend of mine now, about 10 or 12 years ago for the first time. Let's sit down and relax. And this is kind of like what we do when we have coffee, right? We just sit here. We just don't have these mics on.
And we tell a lot of stories.
One of the things I love about Lindsay is that Lindsay is, it's all about Jesus' person in his own life and in the ministry of, what is the ministry?
Youth for Christ.
There you
Youth
go.
Youth for Christ, Victoria in specific.
Yeah, yeah. And whenever I hear you, because I have heard you in various settings, I've heard you on the stage, I've heard you at golf tournaments, I've heard you hit a missed shot at a golf tournament, and that's, you know, it's a different story.
Not just the one.
But the thing that I'm always encouraged with is how God has done things. He just continues to open doors. And one of the things that when you and I met, I said, Lindsay, what I want to hear is, I want to hear stories about what God is doing in places that we have sort of decided that God isn't welcome anymore. When we maybe have kind of bought the narrative a little bit that somehow God can't do it, and yet we sang it. He's a waymaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we start with that? Tell us a little bit about YFC, and then I got a bunch of things here, but I know you're just going to tell some great stories.
Sure. We have too many stories. The problem, this book right here that I brought up with me, on the back of it is good stories, because we start our staff meeting every week. Basically, every staff member has to tell your best story of the week.
Nice.
We had to do this because we had too many stories and we weren't getting to our staff meeting when we were going for a little while. So we said, you know what, we're gonna officialize this and make this happen. And God's opened up all kinds of doors for us over the last, I've been here now just over 9 years, and the doors that he's opened up have been kind of shocking in some ways, and in other ways you're just like, well, this is Jesus doing his thing. But there, we have so many things that kind of have aligned accidentally, or, you know, meeting people just by accident here and there that have opened up new doors for us. So we have a number of different ministries that we're running now. with, we have obviously the big blue bus that's on the indigenous communities. We've been invited to come and talk to the indigenous kids about Jesus on 3 of the 4 communities that we're in. We've got more invites out there that we're unable to just manage because it's just too much for us. We have a campus life ministry, which is working in our local schools, which was a total miracle how that came about, because really I'd gone into to go and complain about something to the principal. My son was reading a book and he's like, "Dad, I think this book is inappropriate." So I read like the first 50 pages and I was like, "Yeah, absolutely it is." And so we went and sat down with the principal. He invited me into his office, and throughout, you know, the long and short of that conversation was, by the time we'd gotten about 10 minutes in, he said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm working with Youth for Christ." I said, "Honestly, I'd just love to be able to have a staff member that can help you and your teachers, because the kids are struggling. They're having such a hard time." And he said, "I'll tell you what, after this conversation, we had gone on for a few minutes," he said, "you get someone on staff, I'll put them in my school full-time in the fall."
Hold on. Is God allowed in school, or have we been told that God is not allowed in school anymore?
Yeah, and we had been, at that time, we had kind of been told, like, I thought that God was going to open up the doors to the schools just through some prayer and things like that, but just didn't know how that was going to happen. So he said, "Come on in, we'll put this guy in," and also he said, "You do assembly-style presentations as well. How about you do our opening services, our opening ceremonies for the fall as well?" And so he just opened up the doors, and we were able to start breakfast programs. We've taught classes in this school. Lots of classes, lots of them.
Can I just jump in? Yeah. We, meaning Youth for Christ.
Youth for Christ, yeah,
like
for sure.
Like faith-based.
Yeah. So we don't necessarily talk about Jesus in the classroom. Well, we want to stay. Honestly, there's a bit of a headache if you start to get into just coming in and preaching the gospel. And what we want to do is leverage our relationships with these guys and say, you know what, the stuff that we have is great.
Julian.
That's okay. Thanks, Julian.
Yeah.
We have an opportunity to come in and establish some relationships with the schools. We're able to do our breakfast programs. We're able to run mentorship things at lunch. We're able to teach some of the classes in the schools as well. And through that, what has happened is we start an outreach group, and we've been able to invite some of these young people out.
Yeah.
Beyond that, now the school is asking us, can you mentor individuals as well? And we actually, you know, we've talked to the parents. They know that you're Youth for Christ.
Right.
You can talk to them about Jesus if you want as well.
Yeah.
So they're giving us some extra spaces and extra stops along the way. So it's been miraculous.
It's unbelievable to me, actually.
Yeah.
You mentioned also a story about Belmont. Belmont or Royal Bay?
Belmont, yeah.
Belmont.
Belmont.
Yeah. And a little bit of the story of, like, your mom or your grandma?
Well, my mom's here. Mom's here. I live right by Belmont.
Right.
So, but my sister is working as one of the teachers in Royal Bay. So she does the big drama, music, presentation thing, song and dance, where all the kids are up there doing their thing. And my sister likes to go above and beyond. And so she created this huge thing. This is just this year, this past semester. And the kids were learning learning the play and learning the songs and learning the dances and all the kind of stuff that goes along with it. But she needed to have some costumes made, and so she went and chatted with my mom.
Right.
And she said, "If you can come in and make some costumes and do some sewing and all that kind of stuff." So mom's in there. She's sewing. She's measuring out all the kids. And then, they're kids, so they're growing like crazy. And those measurements don't work for very long. And so she's in there, but she made a bunch of the costumes and made a whole bunch of the other things. But while she's in the school, she's starting to get to know these kids, right? And she's a volunteer that's now come into the school. She's in there one or maybe two or more days a week being able to have conversations with the kids, because it's pretty intimate, some of the stuff that you're doing when you're measuring them out for costumes. And at the end of it, I mean, there's so many opportunities in here. So mom's sitting back in the auditorium while the kids are practicing, but now she knows all the kids by name. And she's able to pray for the kids as they're up there at the front. Some of those kids are coming and sitting beside her when they're not practicing or not doing their things, or she's getting to have conversations with them, and they're starting to open up. Hmm. They're starting to talk about, hey, maybe this is what's going on at my house, or I don't have my grandma living around me. And it comes to a place where when mom walks in the room now, it's like, hey, Grandma Rose.
Hmm.
Grandma Rose is here. And she started to make some space in here with these kids. She's been able to share. We were just talking yesterday about how she's been able to get a couple of the kids gave her phone numbers so that they can stay in touch with the, even with the parents saying, hey, this is okay. And we want you to just continue that relationship. Yeah. And really, it gives, there's all kinds of freedom because who's going to stop you? When you have this space to be able to get in and be somewhere, no one can stop you from praying for kids. And the moment that you start to pray for kids, things start to happen. And doors start to open and things start to take place. And so, like I said, like really at this point in time, I feel like the youth ministry bar is like down here. Can you pray and can you be present? And if you're those two things, you can make a difference in a kid's life. And so, yeah, I brag on my mom a bit. Mom's 80 years old. Sorry, Mom, just outed you there. But we just celebrated her 80th birthday yesterday, so there's no time where you can't say, hey, I'm too old for this. The kids aren't going to connect. Like, it's not true. Jesus is the same, right? When the Israelites carried the Ark of the Covenant to places, they were carrying the presence of God, the symbolic presence of God into places. We have the Holy Spirit. He walks with us everywhere we go. And when you walk into a situation, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Now, God has opened the door for you to have even greater influence. Is it within the Souk School District?
Souk School District primarily is where
we are. Yeah, maybe just expand a little bit on that.
So what happened was once the one principal opened up the school to us, I hired my friend Claudio to come and join us. And so he came that next fall. The schools were all on strike. He's living in a place for a couple weeks before they get into their new place because he'd moved here from Calgary. And while he was there, he met at a birthday party that his kids were invited to of people they didn't know. He met another guy, and this guy's name was Scott. Scott said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm here to work with Youth for Christ. We're going to do some stuff in the schools, going to support the schools and do that. And Scott said, how many schools do you want to be in? And Claudio said, well, as many as we can be, I guess. And he said, well, I'm in charge of all of the volunteers for the schools. I'll put you in as many as you want.
Wow.
And so he took him and invited him into, introduced him to one of the schools in Souk, one of the schools in Colwood at Dunsmuir Middle School, and basically walked around and said, you know what, this is Claudio. He's with Youth for Christ. He's going to do something with your kids. What do you need him to do? Because he's just here to serve and do whatever it is that you want him to do in the middle of that. So we've been, like I said, long-term in some of these schools. And what the result was, now they have Center Mountain Laleham is a new middle school that they just built out in the West Shore because it's growing like crazy. And before they opened the school, the principals of that school came to us because they knew who we were and they knew how we operated with them and just said, what we want is that the day that this school opens, that you are there to help us set the culture of the school. Because what they want, what some of them don't even realize, is that they want the culture that comes with the presence of the Holy Spirit. They want the culture that comes with honor. They want the culture that comes with all those good things that Christ has asked us to act in our how he's asked us to act in our relationships with people.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at it going, we want you. And we're like, yeah, what you really want is Jesus. You want Jesus to set the culture of this school, and we're more than willing to be a part of that. And they've given us a lot of space at this time. We have lots of space, and it's miraculous.
That's awesome. You were telling me about a connection, and I can't remember the school, but with Lambert Park. There's just a fascinating
story. Yeah, for sure. So Lambert Park is right close to Gordon Head Middle School, and they're grade six. Is it grade six or seven, Dave? Grade six? I think it's their grade six or seven students have to do a unit on world religions. And so they've been taking their classes, those classes out to go to different places. But one of the places that they go to, because they have to study Christianity, is that they take all of their grade six students, all 200 of them, and stick them in the sanctuary of Lambert Park Church. And they get an hour to tell them about Jesus. So where the kind of the narrative up here so often is, here's what the world thinks of us. Here's what's taking place. Here's what's impossible. Here's how we need to be separate from everything. There's still other things that are happening on the regular Joe level that's saying, hey, we need some help. And we don't know what to do with these kids. Like, what can we do?
Yeah.
You guys can help us out. And, for us, we're just fortunate that, we've got lots of people that are partnering with us to be able to allow us as Youth for Christ and our staff to be in these spaces. Dave's working in the schools too. Sorry, I'm going to go off on you here for a moment. But Dave over here is working with the Compassionate Resource Warehouse. He hosts the teams, the youth teams, and some of the schools have partnered with us in that. Awesome. So now the Esquimalt High School has a number of young people that really struggle with school, and they've started started a partnership with the Compassionate Resource Warehouse to bring some of them over once during the week to do some work in the warehouse, to set stuff up and sort it out. One of the young men that came, they've never heard him speak. He's nonverbal on that front. And he started to, after several weeks of spending some time over here, the teacher said, we've never heard any sounds out of him, but he started to make sounds and he started to laugh at things and stuff like this. And they're like, we've never heard anything like this. And we're like, you're walking into the presence. Like, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is, you know, we expect that God is going to continue to draw him out and give some of these other guys more space as well there. So it's just exciting because we've been able to kind of be in place.
Yeah. So that's Youth for Christ, but Lindsay has a life outside of Youth for Christ, and he has a home, and he's got a driveway, and there's a chain, and there's, you're a neighbor of things. You're a neighbor of a school. You're a neighbor of other things, and you've got some interesting little story around that.
Well, it's been a weird year. So because I'm the director for Youth for Christ, I'm kind of making sure everybody else gets to do their stuff, and it's not as fun, to be honest. It's terrible. Stuck in this stupid office all the time. My office is really close to my house, and we're just a block away from Belmont. And this past fall, there's been several times where I've just come home for lunch, and as I drive into my driveway, my driveway comes like this. There's a chain link fence here, and there's a path on the other side of the chain link fence. And there's a little area right by my driveway where on any given lunch hour, there can be between 3, 4, and literally 20, 25 youth sitting back there smoking dope. And so it's lunch hour, but someone has told these kids that, hey, maybe if you just whatever, you take a toke, your anxiety is going to go away and you're going to be able to function in school. So these kids come and hide down in the corner there. Of course, they throw garbage all over the place because they're kids and there's no garbage bins or anything. And occasionally when I come in at lunchtime, I'll run into these kids. So the first couple of times I came in, I just kind of wave, hey, I kind of just yelled at them, hey. They're like, yeah, like three of them are like, and go in the house. And then I went over the third time, or I can't remember what it was, maybe second, third time. I went over and said, hey, like, there's garbage everywhere. Like, someone's going to get angry about this. The neighbors are going to get mad. And you guys are not going to have your space to come to pretty soon. I said, do you mind if I put a garbage bin out here and tie it to the fence so no one steals it? Will you use the garbage? They said, absolutely, we'll use the garbage. So I put the garbage bin out there. They've been using the garbage bin. So is everybody else in the neighborhood. They're all putting their dog poop in there. Everyone's happy now. But I come back in again. It was just before Christmas I came in, and I pull into the driveway, and I'm like, hey, and they're like, hey, and I came over, and I'm like, hey, I know the answer to all these questions. But I'm going to ask him anyways. How many days you got left in school before this May break? Oh, we only got 2 days left in Christmas break. Oh, what are you going to do for Christmas? You guys got plans? You're going away? Oh, we're going away. Some of the kids are ignoring me. Some of them are engaging. Some of them have nothing to do with me. One of the kids that's standing there, we ended up having this chat. It was weird because there's a 15-year-old girl there, 16 maybe. She keeps calling me sweetie. It's super weird. While she's grinding up her marijuana. You're such a sweetie. You know, what's your favorite chocolate bar? She says, I'm going to bring it for you next time. I'm like, this is not right. But one of the other kids is standing there after a few of them have left. I said, aren't you going back to school with these guys? He said, no, I'm not going back. I don't go to Belmont. I'm like, well, why are you hanging out here? He goes, well, I got kicked out of Belmont, actually. I said, oh, so you're at the community school over in Silk Road. No, I got kicked out of there, too. I'm not making very good decisions with my life. I said, no, it doesn't sound like it. I said, but whatever. He says, yeah. He said, you know, did you hear about that stabbing back here just by the 7-Eleven over on Jacqueline, you know, back in the fall? I said, oh, yeah. He goes, you know, that was me. And he turns and he's got a scar across his face like this. He said, yeah. He said, I'm at this other kind of school where I work at my own pace now. I said, well, I mean, at least you're in school. Like, at least you're doing it. Like, that's good. Like, good for you. And he's like, yeah. He said, you know what? I need to make some changes. My life's just not I'm just not making good decisions with my life. And he opened up the space for me to be able just to talk to him and say, hey, you know what? Like, good for you. And by the way, like, there is a plan for your life. And you weren't created by accident. There's a purpose for you. And we sat and chatted for a few minutes. And then he went away. And then, again, like, it continually happens where this group of kids end up down by the end of my driveway. And I come home, and now they're waving at me when I come up the driveway. You know, they're not super scary. And I'm an old man. I'm a 54-year-old man. I'm older than most of their parents. And yet they give me space. And it's, to me, again, it comes back to this aspect of, you know, you pray for these kids over and over. And some of them know us through our actually former programs, because we met them in middle school through our programs. And I can say, yeah, do you know so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? And all of a sudden, that space opens up a little bit wider and a little bit wider. And we've talked lots about opening up drop-in centers. Yeah. And I give them lots of space to give me suggestions, which we'll never use. And it's, you know, but really all it is a matter of being in that space. And then when God opens up the door, to be able to share your faith with them and tell them about how Jesus can actually change them and make that something different.
Yeah, yeah. It's encouraging, isn't it? The thing that I've heard over and over and whenever I sit with Lindsay is this concept of prayer, that God just really does want to partner with us, and he wants to know our heart and that we care about his creation and his people. So Rob, would you please come up? Rob has partnered with YFC for years and years and is a good friend of Lindsay's, and I've asked him just to pray over Lindsay and Youth for Christ. Please, Rob.
Hey, well, as Lindsay Anderson, Lindsay, and I'd be correct here.
Yeah.
But as Lindsay Anderson said, as we join together corporately to worship today, I ask you to join with me as I pray for Lindsay. And I met him 9 years ago, a little over 9 years ago, in a living room. He was coming here to be the director of Youth for Christ. And I happened to be privileged to be in that room. And I didn't know what I was getting into. And so now today, he's a good friend, and we've had opportunity to get in ministry together, and it's been a lot of fun. And he tells great stories, doesn't he? So I ask you to join with me today as I pray for him, that we're praying for him, not just me, okay? Lord God, I just thank you for this great opportunity to come before you, our great and mighty God. And you have blessed Lindsay with the gifting to see through all the garbage that comes from the kids that are sitting on the other side of the fence in his driveway. And literally, the garbage. And see them as a valuable person in the kingdom of God. And Lord, I just pray your blessing upon him. Lord, you've anointed him to lead and direct Youth of Christ and all these staff members that have committed their time and stepped out because they have to raise their own income. And Lord, I just pray that they would have the ability to live really generously in a time where they are committing their time and their lives to see young people come to know Jesus. Lord, I pray for the schools. I pray that as Youth of Christ is in the schools and Lindsay is doing this directorship that he doesn't like, he said, but Lord, I know that he's really good at it and you've gifted him. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless him. And I know he's anointed, but Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would anoint him anew today in a way that is just so overwhelming and so consuming that, Lord, there would be much, much fruit for the labor that you have given him. Pray that you bless Shelley and him as they serve together. Lord, I just pray your blessing upon them as a family. And Lord, we just lift them up to you this morning. We know that when we get to heaven, we're going to look around all these young people that have come to know you through Youth for Christ. And I just ask your great blessing on him, on this organization, on Youth for Christ. And we ask this in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Rob.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome, man. Great to have you here. You tell as good stories here as you do at Starbucks. That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, as I was sitting around last night trying to prepare a few thoughts, because, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do, I was like, I don't think I'm going to have much time, actually, to share much. Because we talked, and we knew that God was gonna open some story. God can do more than we could ever ask, dream, or imagine. We don't live in a Christian culture, which means there are going to be times where it's tough for us to do certain things, tough for us maybe to believe certain things, tough for us to maybe go into places and things. But what I wanted us to hear today is, let's not limit God. Let's not put God in a box that our culture is maybe trying to push him into. I mean, the story of Claudio sitting around was it a birthday party? Hasn't even started yet. He's been here 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, he's essentially given the key to whatever schools he wants in the Souk district. And he works for Youth for Christ. You actually told me one time you guys were considering maybe changing the name a little bit, trying to posture yourself a little bit maybe more favorably towards a secular school system, and you guys just decided not to. And yet the door still gets open. Guys, I don't know what God wants to do. I don't. I don't have the crystal ball. I don't know what God wants to do through SBC missions. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you to pray with us, pray for us. We don't know who God has for us in this next lead role. Would you please pray for us? Because God is clearly wanting to do something new. It's who he is. It's what he does. And I'm looking forward to it. I just don't know what it is. And there's some great things in that. There's some mystery in that. There's some wonder in that. There's some fear in that every once in a while. But God's got us. He's got us, and he's got you. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this reminder that you work. Lord, as you know, I was thinking of sharing the story of how Peter was delivered from prison, and people have been praying, and then when Peter went to the front door, they just couldn't believe it. They just couldn't believe it, God. And yet they had been fervently praying, and God, we live in such a world, like in our day and time, sort of this hard world, this tactical world that sometimes we just don't expect. I mean, we want to, but we don't always have the eyes of faith and the ears of faith and maybe the prayers of faith and the expectation that you truly can do more than we ask, dream, or imagine. And so I would pray that we'd be like that early church, that we would be a group of people that fervently pray for open doors, for opportunity, for the ability to serve well, both here and abroad, whether that's in San Quintin area, I don't know. But God, that you would just show us what that means as a church. God, that we wouldn't let sort of the restraints of culture, of other things, of other people sort of shrink our God. But we'd have aspirations for more of you. That your kingdom would come in greater ways here on earth as it is in heaven. Not for our glory, but for your glory and truly for the good of others. Thank you, God, for this time. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I invite you to stand as we close. And we're going to sing a prayer kind of along that line. Just that our life would reflect Christ. That we would give our lives for his glory. So let's sing. This is Prayer to the King.
Let the word of Christ, my Savior, dwell in me today. May his goodness be reflected in all I do and say. Let the wisdom of my Father be the light upon my way. May his Spirit always guide me. I am willing to obey. Let the love of Jesus fill me like water fills the sea. Let my whole life be a mirror of the mercy shown to me. Let the peace of God, my Father, ruling everything, that I might learn to trust him in joy or sorrowing. Oh, this is my prayer to the King. He's worthy. On Jesus and run the race to win. May his beauty rest upon me as I seek to win the lost. May I be a faithful servant to the message of the cross. Oh, this is my prayer to you. Of the cross.
so much for joining us today. Thank you, Lindsay, for sharing. It is just always so thrilling to hear stories that can't be explained by any other reason other than Jesus. And I'm assuming you're feeling what I'm feeling of just like, oh God, more of this, more of us being amazed at what you can do and what you are wanting to do. And what I love is that we can be a part of it. Even if you don't have youth age kids, even if you're not connected with Youth for Christ, today we can be a part of what God is doing. And so this is a space, as we have come together as a body of Christ, this is a space for us to do it. So we always have people up front who want to pray with you, but let's make it even more. Maybe just turn to the person next to you, and before you leave this room, let's just be lifting up this next generation. Let's be lifting up those kids that are on spring break right now, but are going to be returning to this school, and that are searching for their identity, that they can find that peace, that security in the identity that God has given them. So let's be part of what God is doing. A couple more things. If you are a young adult, and if you're wondering what does that mean, if you think I'm a young adult, yes, you're a young adult. We are having lunch together today, so stick around. It's nothing fancy, but it will fill your bellies, and we just want to give an opportunity for us to connect. Maybe you are scattered around this room. Let's find out who is here, and let's connect today. So let's do that. Let's connect, whether you're a young adult or not. Let's enjoy being together this morning. Let me close with this verse that we've repeated multiple times today, but it is full of truth, and it's Ephesians 3, 20 to 21. It says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." Amen. Have a wonderful week.